I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Maybe you heard about that GMAC mortgage employee who admitted to robo-signing 10,000 foreclosure documents a month without reviewing them. After that admission, Bank of America announced a delay in its foreclosure process in 23 states. Bank of America wants to check if its employees are actually reading foreclosure documents. Attorneys general from 8 states are now conducting civil and criminal investigations into the work done by GMAC, which is owned by Ally Financial. Iowa is one of those states. In a few minutes, we're going to talk with our money coach, Alvin Hall, about what to do if you or a friend or family member believes that you are stuck in what might be an unfair home foreclosure process. That is later. But first, we have Iowa Assistant Attorney General Patrick Madigan. He's here with us to talk about Iowa's investigation, and he joins us from Iowa Public Radio in Des Moines. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I do want to note, in the spirit of full disclosure, that Ally has been a frequent NPR underwriter. I think it's fair to tell you that. So, Mr. Madigan, first of all, tell us, how did this come to light, the fact that this one employee was just pushing out all these documents without actually reading them?
Well, it appears that an individual homeowner hired an attorney and decided to fight his or her foreclosure. And as part of that process, this employee was deposed. And in that deposition, this fact came to light. And then the media picked up on that, and it's generated a lot of interest.
And it's our understanding that this same problem was discovered in 2006, that the company was sanctioned by a Florida court. They then released a memo ensuring that this wouldn't happen again, but it did. So what steps now is Iowa doing to investigate this?
Well, I think the first order of business is to make sure that this stops, that there are not any more instances of affidavits being submitted in foreclosure cases where the information has not been personally verified by the person signing the affidavit. Number two is for the mortgage company at issue to go back and to check the accuracy of these affidavits.
Is there any pattern that you have observed of the kind of people who were most affected by this?
Well, again, we're very early into this, but my suspicion would be no, that this is an issue of process and that the servicers have been cutting corners in trying to process the record number of foreclosures that are going through the system. And so it would be my anticipation that it would just be across the board.
It's been an article of faith for years in this industry that banks really don't want to foreclose, or that lenders really don't want to foreclose, because then they're stuck with this glut of houses, which they then have to figure out how to dispose of, that they really want to work with you. And this pattern of behavior would indicate that that just isn't true, that there really is no interest on the part of these lenders to review these files to see whether there is an opportunity to work with a homeowner to see if a foreclosure can be forestalled. Is that the impression that you get from this?
Actually, no. I think that's a separate issue. We've spent an awful lot of time with our state foreclosure prevention working group over the last 3 years working with the industry to try to find that proverbial win-win, to find the loan modification that's better for not only the homeowner but also for the mortgage company and or the investors who own the loan. And what this is where there has been a foreclosure, they are not following the proper procedures. And so I'm not willing to make that judgment at this point in time.
And what about the federal role in this? I mean, on September 29th, Minnesota Senator Al Franken sent a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, and a number of other officials asking them to investigate. And, of course, he's also requesting that the company compensate potentially victimized homeowners. The question, you know, I would have for you is this a failure of oversight? And if so, on whose part? Is this a failure of policy?
Well, foreclosure is a state law issue, and every state does it differently. And so the federal role is a little bit unclear. Obviously, banks are structured in a very complicated manner, and it depends on which one you are talking about as to who has regulatory authority over that bank. So it's very difficult just to make a general assertion.
And we're going to talk with another guest in just a few minutes about the same question, but I did want to ask you, if a homeowner believes that he or she has been unfairly treated in this process, what is his or her recourse?
Well, it depends on whether or not you are in a judicial foreclosure state, which means foreclosures are handled through the state court system, or whether you are in a non-judicial foreclosure state. And that can have a dramatic impact on the process for the homeowner. If you're in a judicial foreclosure state, you should hire a lawyer and pursue whatever defenses may be available to you.
And what are the next steps in your investigation?
We really are at the very front end of this, and one of the most pressing issues is to figure out, is this just a few companies or is this an industry-wide issue? My suspicion is that we are going to find that this involves many, many of the mortgage companies, and then we're going to have to try to figure out what the solution is going to be to ensure not only that this never happens again, that people who are harmed are somehow remedied, but also to punish this behavior.
Patrick Madigan is Iowa Assistant Attorney General. He was kind enough to join us from Iowa Public Radio in Des Moines. Mr. Madigan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.